Well, everybody that owned slaves were not mean to them. Mm-hmm. I know that for a fact.
Leave all
and, well, they treated them nice. They owned them, yeah. But they were, you wouldn't beat a cow up just because you owned it, would you? Yeah. Well, no, they didn't beat their colored people up. They may have in some plantations, but a lot of people, I know that they have false ideas concerning the South. I have been in the North enough to know that. So they couldn't get away with me with anything. I told them, I said, we don't say Ewans, we don't say Crick. And I went on with quite a number of things that I knew they said. So they found out they couldn't faze me at all.
Have you ever met anyone that said Ewans or Crick?
Sure, they did up there, the ones I was visiting.
Yeah.
They said Ewans.
We don't say Ewans.
And use guys.
Yeah.
Use guys. I use that quite a lot. Uh-huh. Use guys.
They found that.
And Crick, for creek. Mm-hmm. It's C-R-E-E-K. How could they get Crick out of it? So they didn't do anything with me. We just laughed and talked. We were sitting out on the porch and just carrying on like that, you know, about the different languages.
Say if a group of people is in your house and they're fixing to leave and you're asking them about their coats, you might ask, well, where are
they? They didn't do anything to me.
Where are your coats?
Okay. Would you say you all's coats?
No. Where are your coats?
Okay.
Or here are your coats?
Okay.
Is this your coat? No. You don't use that kind of language.
Okay, yeah. And, say if there had been a party and you hadn't been able to go to it.
No.
You might ask, and you wanted to know about the people that had gone, you might ask.
How many people were there?
Okay,
or what did they do?
Or who?
What kind of games did they play?
Uh-huh.
What did they serve?
Okay, would you say who all was there? Or who was there?
Who was there?
Okay.
I had a party. I had 100 young people here at one night.
Oh, really?
It was a Halloween party. And I had the jack-o'-lanterns out there at each post, mm-hmm. and shocks of corn around the post.
Mm-hmm.
And a tub of water out there with apples in it. And I had a bunch of little nephews. So I dressed them in like spooks. And I told them to, I got some little gloves for them to put on,
mm-hmm.
Little plastic gloves. There were four of them. And I told them they were to greet the guests as they came in,
mm-hmm.
and shake and be sure to keep their hands wet. You know, go over and dip it in that water and shake hands with every guest. And have them, if they wanted to, bob for apples. And some of them did and some didn't. And then as they came into the hall here, I had autumn leaves, beautiful autumn leaves, limbs, you know, to hide a table that was sitting behind to put their hats on. And had one of my sister-in-laws sit behind this table, and she was dressed like a witch, and she told their fortunes. And I had written lots of fortunes and in a glass jar, and she would hold her hands and tell their fortunes, and then she would give them one that I had written, and then they would turn loose to go all over the place. And in that room in there, the piano was in there, and the game tables, card tables, were in that room where the piano was. And my oldest brother's wife had that room to see about. And in here, my oldest sister had this room, and she had just a number of lots of little games, various kinds. My father and mother were in here. And in the dining room, my other sister had charge over the dining room, in the dining room,